like the shit we used to do as kids, I laugh at it now. Yeah. But at the time, I was like, bro, that was some wild shit.
It was fucked up.
That was some wild shit. Yo, did y'all see that drive-by? Yeah, sick.
Right.
Sick.
You just see somebody get lit. I was just talking about that with somebody. It was like, yeah. Podcast Bree. She was like, yeah, I was working somewhere and I seen somebody get shot up on my lunch break. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, I'm on my lunch break at the stoplight. They arguing at the gas station. Open the door, light up the whole car.
Like, first of all,
I'm walking back into work, like, got to clock back in.
First of all, we had a fucking gas station. That let me know you ain't care about nothing.
Nothing.
Yo, it's like I was getting my hair cut and this dude got shot at Kroger across the street. This is in Phoenix.
At Kroger?
Dude got shot at Kroger in the parking lot.
That sounds so wild.
I'm getting a lineup, yo. We in the fucking hood, too. Like, I don't know.
That's so funny.
No matter where I go, I got to be in the hood to get a haircut because I know it's about to be top notch.
Facts.
I'm getting a haircut. You're pop, pop. My friend that was with me, he was like, yo, what the fuck? And I was like, I don't give a damn. You better finish this motherfucking haircut. This shit $30.
Let's finish this.
This one had a little fade at my little swoop. I was like, you better finish this shit.
I'm dead. I just need one more. Like the blunt, my nigga. Pass his beat to the left so I could press. Told him my hits like I done wrecked. Who is next? Niggas asleep like pillow pets. Getting foreign head from a bad bitch from Budapest. Call your bet, cause I'm just trying to get a quick check. Then rest with my face in between. Lights, camera, it is all about that action. Y'all know what it is. It's your boy, Son of the Waves. This is What's the Wave. Thank y'all for tuning in. Be sure to, you know, like, share, subscribe, do all that good stuff. Tell a friend, tell your auntie, because this is her favorite podcast, not gonna lie. But we have a wonderful, wonderful episode for y'all, because I have Najee, the owner of Big Blue Apparel.
Yeah.
Come on now. I'm about to say, we've been touch and go for a couple months. For a while, we connected at BossCon in Fairfield a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just networking and connected. And I loved the brand and loved everything she was doing. So we was like, come on, let's connect, get you on the podcast, show some love. So how you doing this weekend?
Man, I'm tired.
Real stuff. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But you know, I'm good, but I am tired.
Okay? And with that being said, I thank you for taking some time out your schedule just to show up and be here.
No, thank you for really having me.
It's love. Yeah, so we're going to get into it without further ado. Got some good topics to throw around, some good questions with the rapid fire segment I definitely want to highlight you about. And then we're going to wrap it up with, you know, getting the entire storyline of the Big Blue Apparel. So let's get into it. It's the month of July. I've been doing these monthly campaigns all year. Last month was Super June, how people use their superpowers. July is all about what you rep. It's my birthday month. I'm a Cancer. Shout out my Cancers out there. You feel me? Little stuff like that. I know I get a lot of flack for it, but you know, it's all love. We out here. We do this. And like I said, I've been doing my little Vans campaign. Every time you see Vans, you feel me? Me do any video on Vans, go ahead and tag them, because you know that's a brand I feel just represents me really well, and I represent them as best as I can. But with that being said, what are some things you feel you represent as a person or as a brand, and same thing and vice versa? What represents you?
Of course, you know, I'm Big Blue all day.
Come on.
But people gonna laugh when I say this, man. I'm so Midwest, it's not even funny.
Come on now. Oh, yeah. So where are you originally from?
Indianapolis.
What? Yeah, I hear a little accent for
Look, I'm from Indianapolis. I'm so Midwest, it's not even funny.
Come on now.
Like, look, some of the shit I be saying, my wife would just be like, what?
Is your wife from out here?
No, my wife from Long Beach.
Okay,
so that's two different dialects. Two different, you know,
I'm about to say, because you're in the Bay Area, you know, we got our own culture,
yeah,
too. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I found that out the hard way, too. So, she from Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's two different accents.
For sure.
She went to a good school.
There it is.
You feel me? I went to public school.
Yeah. A big difference.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. It's like, yeah, it's two different things, but like I said, I'm so Midwest, it's not even funny.
That's what's up. Yeah, I love people who really embrace where they're from. I hate being when people say, oh, I hate my city, I hate this and that and the other. It's like, man, you gotta love that's still the dirt that birthed you, you feel me? So you feel me, I get it. Of course, there's a lot of negative and a lot of, you know, dark sides to every part of the hood, every part of the city, but I mean, shit, it's the concrete we grew out of, so.
Right.
But that's what's up. I'm glad to hear, you know, you rep your region, you know, rep your brand always, Big Blue Apparel. I love it. Been seeing you do a lot. Shit, hats, socks, t-shirts, you know, we gonna wait to see what's coming next. We're going to say that to the end. But let's talk about what's I want to say the state of the country, but we could just say what's been going on recently with all this inflation and these gas prices and everything. And the basic inflation, for real, everything's just been going up everywhere which way. And I want to ask you, you could answer this in two different dynamics, personally and professionally with the brand. How has that impacted you? Because this $6 a gallon ain't it. You feel me? I've been in that. I ain't been popping out. I ain't been trying to go nowhere. You feel me? This is real. You feel me? Like you said, shout out to Rio. The equipment ain't cheap. You feel me? Lights and all this. That's like I said, it's a real deal. So how have you been handling that dynamic personally and professionally?
Personally, mm-hmm. I had a motorcycle. Okay. Mm. That was I was like, you know what? Gas too goddamn high. I got a Jeep.
okay.
I got a Jeep. I was like, let me get a motorcycle. It's time to learn how to ride a bike.
Come on, for real.
You feel me? I was like, I paid for my class. I learned how to ride my bike. I had a bike like literally 15 days later. I was
for real?
Like, yeah, swear to God. Look,
that's major. So, that's hard. Yeah,
so
that's...
look, I'm a car person. Yeah. So when I see something I like, I'm gonna get it.
Hell yeah.
It's kind of like a curse.
Yeah, it's a double sided sword.
It's a curse for sure. But yeah, I literally had my bike like literally 15 days later or something like that, and then I was like, you know what, this bike too damn slow. It's time for me to get something faster. That cool. was like a week later. Yeah. I made that decision. I was like,
gotta upgrade, nope. DJ upgrade real quick.
Hey, gotta keep it moving. Mm-hmm. So I've been riding around on a bike, but unfortunately, you know, mm-hmm. I'm about to transition from, you know, Bay Area to yeah. the South in Atlanta. So okay. I had to sell the bike, make yeah. a little extra dough. I'm back yeah. pushing that damn Jeep. Let me tell you something.
Ooh, I know that.
Look. I just put $43 in my tank yesterday. Ain't even touched shit.
Ain't even bulge. Listen, it
moved a couple notches, and my wife was like, I thought you got an oil change. I thought I did too. Shit, at this point, because...
It's so real. So real. It's getting sick. Somebody, I think my mom asked me that. She was like, how much it take to fill up your tank? I was like, man, I threw a 60 ball in my tank and I still have room. Still have room to spare.
Room to grow. Yeah. I got room to grow.
For real. It's insane.
Yo, look, I'm like, so yeah, that's the personal side, getting to work and stuff like that. Like, yeah. it's just the L I gotta take.
Yeah.
But professionally, I'm to the point where I really only want to do pop-ups that are like SAC, Concord. You know, if I gotta pay $60-$70 for gas and I gotta pay a goddamn toll that I forget to pay
right
after the what 15 days you do it, because you know they be tacking on them penalty fees. Facts. Fast as hell. They be Facts. Like they be like, hey, this is your first notice, $7 extra. Mm-hmm. What? I just got this. You just met me. Nah, yeah. bro. It did a damn fee be like $30, and I'm like, that's gas,
for
man.
Real.
I could,
for real.
Could fix my brakes with some of that.
Look, real talk. It's sick. It's sick. And so, especially you have being a clothing brand, like that's material, that's sourcing. Like you have to deal with a lot of just monetary things that you got to pay for. So I can only imagine.
Yeah, and it's like you know, I got to ride it everywhere with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like. Like how Nipsey Hussle and them was like, yo, they riding around with their mixtapes and they clothes and stuff. And that's me, man. I'm yeah. riding around and I'm getting it. You hear
yeah,
me?
For real, real talk.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm riding around with it, come like, on. Everywhere I go. Because, you know, it costs too much for storage.
Facts.
Sometimes, sometimes I'm like, all right, man, you know what? I'm tired of riding with this shit. Yeah. Let me put this in the house. Let me put well, this
for
in the
real.
Parkour.
But like you said, even having to go grab it, hit
man,
storage all the
yeah,
time,
hit storage,
double back.
Come back and get it. That's like, man, that's the highway. You know you got to push by 70 in California because y'all don't give a damn about the speed limit. The speed limit is a suggestion.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You ain't know that? How is it navigating that vendor circuit? Let alone just, you feel me, the commute and stuff like that, but just dealing with the people who throw the events, dealing maybe with other brands, you know, it seems like a good place to network and connect. For me personally, I love bringing on brands and stuff like that, so I love going to and finding different people who are doing different things. But how do you kind of fit in at all these different areas when it comes to the vendor circuit?
To be honest, sometimes I don't.
I
have to make myself fit.
That's real.
Cause you know, I'm a female. I'm black and I'm gay.
Yeah.
And I'm doing streetwear.
It's real.
And I'm trying to appeal to everybody. Mm-hmm. But I just recently learned that I can't appeal to everybody.
Yeah.
I gotta pick my niche and stay to it.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying?
Find your audience.
Yeah, find your audience. You know what I'm saying? Like the song says, you know, what God has for me is for me.
For real.
I can't force it.
Yeah, that's real.
So that's been sometimes it's tough. I really gotta make myself fit. I gotta make myself appeal, you know, make myself, you know, what is it, appealable?
Yeah.
To people.
Just, yeah. Be able to, you know, have that good marketing value, just be attractive, you know, something that people will gravitate towards for sure.
Yeah, because you know, when you first see my booth, I swear to God, I kid you not, you see the kids' clothes and people are like, hell no, I ain't got no kids. I don't want no kids. I
real
ain't
stuff,
even about
yeah.
to go over there.
For real, for real.
So I've recently had to rearrange my booth, how I set it up, how I want people to see it and stuff
see,
like
that's
that.
Something you never really think about either.
Man, listen, I thought I could just lay it out there and they'd just be like, fire.
Yeah.
Let me get six of them. No.
For real.
No,
that display make a difference.
Let me tell you something. I've changed my display, I want to say 5 times. I'm still adding stuff every single time. I'm like, ooh, this will be fire. Ooh, this will be more. I want people to walk in and feel it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm like, do I want music to play? Nah, because typically the music that's there at the vendor places be fire. Like,
that's what's up. That's what's up.
I like a little Mac Dre Too Short.
Yeah, most of them be having, you know, DJs and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, if the DJ is fire and he doing what he doing, you know, then got it percolating up in there. I ain't got to do nothing.
yeah, for sure. Because it is a good experience, me going to these vendor events like all the time at this point now. It's a good experience, but like you said, you do have to set yourself apart. For real, for real.
And I don't, if don't nobody know, the Bay Area is like, it's super diverse. Coming from Fairfield, SAC, it's not as many like Filipinos or...
Yeah.
A lot of Asian over there.
Mm-hmm.
You come over this way, hella.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just what I'm saying, you gotta, from Vallejo,
yo,
shit,
hella,
exactly,
yeah,
like,
yo,
yeah.
And you gotta immigrate yourself in with that vibe and that feel. Yeah. And if you don't, man, they gonna know, and they're not gonna fuck with it. They really not. Like sometimes they look at my booth and be like, nah.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm approaching them the way they approaching me, they with it. You know what I'm saying? I gotta give them that vibe. You know, like. Yo, it's good. Like,
it's
we here.
It's
love. We
always.
Here. We trying to do this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that was the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing a lot of like, I'm not even gonna lie. The first time I was just like, ooh, let me just get into these spots and see what I could do.
Right.
But a lot of times I wasn't even making my vendor feedback.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, I need to pick and choose. Was like the one time I didn't make it back at all.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, hell no. Yeah. I need to hit the drawing board. I need to figure out what went wrong. All right, so I know what went wrong. I wasn't in the right place to where people could see me.
Mm-hmm.
The event really wasn't well put together.
I've seen some pop up events that are just seem
a little
lackluster.
It was too much going on. It was gospel music, rap music, reptiles, snakes, elephants. It was too big. It was too big for people's like. By the time they got to the third row, they done bought like 8 things.
Yeah.
So they like, I don't want to buy nothing else. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the vendor was too big. The parking was crazy. It was just it was too much going on for it to be, you know, what it was supposed to be.
So
So from that point on, I narrowed it down. Okay, what can I do better to make myself stand out in those situations if I'm in that situation?
Because it's not going to happen just one time. Yeah, it always can happen again.
Listen, right after that, it happened again. And I was like, all right, so what can I do?
Right.
And I was like, all right, I got to be that annoying like car salesman.
Got to be that, hey, popping at everything,
yo,
walking by.
Yo, look, it was so hilarious. I was hitting on dudes, females, babies, everything. You feel
everybody.
Me?
Not
real babies.
Talk.
Like, but I was like, yo, like, you got the legs out today. You might as well go ahead and cop these socks. I was doing that to hella dudes, and they was like, all right, that's smooth. Like, let me get 3. And I was like, say less.
That's real. It works. Sometimes you have to put a voice behind it, go out there, and... As a customer going there, that's what I respond to. I have a big personality myself. So when I see somebody, hey, how you doing? You know, getting that energy. Well, you pull me in. At least you're getting eyes on it. Like you say, you stopping that person. Because if not, I'm going to just walk by and just look.
Yo.
And if not, but if you engage with me, you could at least capture somebody's attention for 2-3 minutes. And after that, you could at least, this is what I got to offer. Take a card. You know, yes or no, maybe say, you know.
Yo, for real. Look, let me tell you something. That's exactly how it was. Mm-hmm. It was like. Hey, how you doing? I got this going on. And they're like, okay.
Right.
That's cute.
Right. But when you start popping off, start talking your shit.
Right.
Then they start responding different. Like, oh, exactly. That confidence.
Yo, you feel
confidence.
Me? Like, look at them shoulders. You looking good. Boom. All of a sudden, everybody in my booth now. Yep. It's like, damn, why I got to be like this?
Yeah, for real. For real. It make a difference.
So by the time, them pop-ups are usually like 4 hours.
Yeah, for real.
At the 2-hour mark, I'm dead.
Yeah,
because I'm
that's a lot of energy.
I'm talking, I'm connecting, I'm trying to get background stories, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want people to just buy my clothes and be like, oh, that's it. No, I want people to buy my clothes and be like, yo, that motherfucker was cool.
Yeah,
yo, that motherfucker
they know
was
the person
smooth.
Behind the brand.
Like her story was dope. Like, I like what she did with this. Like, I can't wait to see what she got next, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't want them to just be a one-time thing.
Are you a people person kind of in that aspect of like doing that marketing stuff, or you rather not do the talking and let the product speak?
To be honest, I'm really an introvert.
Yeah.
That's real. But I have to be a people person.
Yeah, for real. Especially with a brand, you gotta be. You gotta be.
With clothes, you gotta be. And then
it's
with
retail at the end of the
right,
day.
Right. And then with the line of work I do on a day to day basis, I can't afford to not be a people person because I'm dealing with sick people.
Yeah.
So I gotta be nurturing and, you know, to their needs. So I feel like it's the same way with clothing at this point. I gotta be to their needs and
peel back the curtain just as me as an everyday consumer. What is it like having to create product? With the podcast, I looked into a little bit of, you know, getting some shirts made and stuff like that. But that's different from what you got going on, from the hats, the t-shirts, the socks, all this. And you got really quality stuff. Cool. Just peel back the curtain. You don't got to let the people know, you know, the tricks of the trade. But how is that, coming up with an idea and actually putting it in motion?
What is it called when you jump the gun too fast?
Ooh, what's the term for that? I forget, but
my wife called me that every day.
Yeah. You just the one that you just go.
I don't think. Sometimes.
Yeah, got you.
And with my first couple products, I learned that you can't do that. Because this is going on people's bodies.
Yeah.
they babies got to wear this.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And if the babies is itching and it's hot,
facts,
ain't nobody happy.
I'm telling you. I have clothes brands on. What? Shout out plug. Man, it got to last more than one wash. Just like the quality of material. Listen, that's what I hear a lot of clothing brands harp on.
Listen, and that is one thing I'm big on is quality. If I don't wear it, you ain't going to wear it.
Facts.
Because if I think this shit, I know you going to think this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I try to stress to my manufacturers. I'm like, yo, people going to be wearing this. You playing with my name.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I felt like Big Worm from Friday.
Like, for real.
You not applying yourself, Smokey.
Playing with my money is like playing with my emotions. Yeah, that's your brand, that's your baby.
So I just was like, you need to get it right or you going to get left, period.
That's real talk.
The quality, time. Mm-hmm. So if I got an idea, it's going to take me a week to get that down on like my iPad.
Yeah, to like put it on something physical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'll draw it. I'll sketch it up because, you know, I draw too.
That's what's up. Yeah, I was going to say that creative process. How does that work? Do you draw or do you go to somebody? But that's good if, I mean, you say you draw it out yourself.
Yeah, so I'll draw it up myself. I ain't going to lie. And it'll look like crap.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I'm just a sketch. Like, yeah.
No, you good.
Ooh, that's too close. So it's like a sketch. So I'll sketch it up. That'll be like a one day thing. Mm-hmm. Typically, I do that while I'm at work, and I know my coworkers be like, "Damn, you don't ever work, man. I be working."
Come on,
you feel me? I just get it done and I extracurricular activities.
Facts.
So yeah, it took me about a day or two to draw it up, and then from there, I'm like, "All right, how do I want this to look electronically,
right,
or digitally? You know, per se." So I'm like, all right, I start going into, you know, my random apps and stuff like that, helping me pull random logo shapes and stuff like that from there. And I'll go from there and I'll cut it and then I'll measure it out. And I'm like, all right, boom, this is my final product.
Gotcha.
And then people be like, well, what's the meaning behind this? What's the meaning behind that? Shit, I was just feeling it for that day.
Right. Not everything, it's just got to be dope. Look cool.
It's like, hell, I seen a reptile the other day. You know what I'm saying? I seen a little gecko.
Right.
That was inspiration. Nature.
Real creative juices getting sparked right here. You already know.
I was like, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that Tarzan shit right there. I gotta feel behind that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Let's do something with that. Let's work with that.
You feel me? And then for real, I'm so serious. It could be like the perfect sign, time, song. It's something random. And I'll just be like, boom. It's like Jimmy Neutron when that damn thing go off in his head.
Yeah,
that's
what it is. Yep.
Boom, and I'm like, all right, let me go put this shit to life.
That's
and that's
real.
What it is. And I'll get a sample made. So, after that, from pencil to digital, that's about another week. And then by then, I'm like, I need to get a sample. And my wife's like, no. My wife's like, you ain't even look away from it yet.
Right.
And I'm like, all right.
Let me chill.
All right, let me take about 3 days, do some real work. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. See how I can make my website better. Yeah. Let me check out some other, you know, brands to see, like, what's my competition like, where I need not to do or what I need to do.
Facts.
And then I'll look back at it and I'm like, all right, I could tweak this. I could tweak that. Yeah. I could tweak this too. And then that's it. And then I'm like, all right, so my color scheme. What colors am I going to bring? Because, you know, it's hot outside. Don't nobody want no damn burgundy, no olive green.
Not this time. Not this time of year.
Like, this is It's beautiful. It's sunny. We got palm trees.
We need some bright colors out here.
You feel me? Yeah. So I'm like
pastels and all them too. Yeah.
Hey, and I love me a good pastel.
Factual, always.
You feel me? Pastel, it look good on any skin, and that's what I try to embrace with my brand, is that my colors that I'm picking, it'll look good on any skin. It doesn't matter if you're blue, black, blurple.
Anybody.
Okay. Any color of white.
Any shade. Any
okay.
Tint.
At anything.
Come on now.
It's gonna look good on you. I promise.
We represent everybody. Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I have in mind when I'm picking these colors. People are like, why you pick that color? Why you pick that color? Because I know it gonna look good on this skin.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, that's what Rihanna's doing. She's making that makeup that it looks good for everybody. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, a lot of people are scared of colors. You know, like when you just sit and think about it, like, right. You know, you got, what is it? What they be bothering them dark skinned girls, and they be like,
yeah,
they're like, you don't look good in red, bull.
Y'all,
shit.
Crazy. I'm about bull, to say, do you see how shit. Orange, yellow, woo, the that, green,
that
red,
look, that
blue,
look, that be looking
purple.
Good. Ooh, they stop. Be looking, they be looking real, they be
stop
looking real
playing.
Good, they be looking real beautiful,
looking delicious. Stop
and people just be, you know, pushing them. And I'm just like, man, that's crazy. Because
don't be scared of colors.
Don't be scared of colors. Your skin is gonna do what it need to do, and it's gonna pop. You know what I'm saying?
Off tops.
And that's what I'm big on. I'm trying to. So yeah, when I pick those colors, they be like, "Dude, I ain't wearing that." Well, it ain't for your ugly ass anyway.
Yeah, right. That's real.
You feel me? Like if you don't like it, it ain't for you. And then that's what I try to push, is my brand isn't for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I had to learn that the hard way.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to take that the page out of Kanye book. If you like it, cool. If not, move on. Like,
man, listen.
Sometimes
listen.
You got to keep that mindset, like, and that's real.
Listen, it hurted when I discovered that.
Yeah,
that I wasn't for everybody.
Yeah, because you want to appeal.
You
want to
be for
everybody. Yeah.
And that's my biggest thing, is I want to make. I'm a people pleaser, and I hate it. Yeah. I want to make everybody happy. I want everybody to feel good, and that's not the case.
Yeah, with your brand, you got to, like you said, stay in your lane.
Listen.
You can't drive the whole highway. You can't be in every lane.
You know how many times I got told by my mentor, you need to pick a lane and stay in it. And I'd be like, nah, Bernie.
Now you're feeling it. Now you're seeing it.
No, listen.
Yeah.
It's funny because his name is Bernie. I'd be like, Bernie, you tripping.
But it's real.
Bernie, no.
It's real. That's what it is. But I'm glad you were able to kind of give us a peek into how your mind works when creating product just as a brand, because it is a lot of levels that go into it.
What's a tornado?
From, like you said, just from creating the product, getting the materials, putting it on paper, putting it from paper to physical to on the website to... There's a lot that goes into this, and that's why here at What's the Way, we want to show y'all what these wonderful brands have been doing to you. Shout out Big Blue Apparel, man. We here. But we're going to keep the show on the road. On the wave, I should say. And I got the rapid wave segment for you. So as y'all know, June we started it, but I'm keeping this thing going because the people been loving it. It's been a really good thing. I got a couple quick rapid fire questions. Yes or no, tit for tat. You like blue or red? You like black or white? You can react naturally. If you want to take some time and simmer on them, that's fine, because some of them you are going to have to maybe think about a little bit. But let's get into it. I got about like 9-10 of them. So first off, we're gonna start off light and easy. Are you orange juice, apple juice?
Apple juice.
Okay, I'm an OJ man, but it's all love. Nike or Adidas?
Damn, it depends on the day.
That's fine. But overall,
I'm gonna have to say Adidas.
Adidas.
Yeah, I knocked my first person out in a pair of Adidas.
Okay, there it is. they got
a special place in my heart.
I believe that. That's lovely. If you could bend any element, water, fire, earth, air, what would you bend?
Fire.
Firebender? Yeah.
Yeah, because, well, first of all, I didn't care to. In the Midwest, we don't got that fire shit. Okay, yeah. I came here and I'm like, ugh.
Oh, okay? Yeah, we got dry season. Yeah, we in a drought.
It's dry every day, okay? In the winter.
It's silly.
Get grass green and it's still dry. How?
It's crazy. Okay, I'll take that one. Firebender. I think maybe first firebender, yeah. If you had a rap name, what would your rap name be?
Ooh, that's hilarious, because I thought I was a rapper at 9.
That's lovely. We all have rap genes. We all got them.
My rapper name was like DJ Dizzy.
DJ Dizzy.
It was crazy. It was so crazy. So I would just stick to my roots.
Okay. we'll rock with that one. You are a music fan. You told me before as we were talking. Favorite mixtape, not album, mixtape. It could be a series. It could be one. You could maybe give you two if you can't decide, but just one that come natural off the top of your head. One of your favorites. I should say that.
Oh, you know what? I could listen to this any time of day. is gonna be Money Man 24 hours.
There it is. Shout out Money Man. Yo, look, I got to get put onto some more Money Man. I've heard some stuff, but I don't slap him like that. But yeah, okay.
Listen, you turn it on.
Mm-hmm. That's the one. That's that. I'm riding around. I'm getting it. That's it. I gotta go get it. Okay, I love it. I love it. Give me your three items that you would take on a deserted island. Three items you need.
Damn.
We'll say food is a gimme. I don't want
to. Okay, cool. Food. Because food, man, I swear if you're gonna say food, like, I need the mac and cheese. You hear me? I need that mac.
That's facts. We'll say food. Food is a given. Just all any right. other three items.
All right. So I definitely need my sketchbook. I definitely need some type of music.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
Either it's a guitar or something. I need something. I just can't. And then, damn. Do we get electronics?
That's fine. I'll allow it. We'll allow it. Referee. We'll allow it.
I'm gonna have to take the PSP.
The PSP. Oh, hey, nice.
Listen.
Hey, they don't know about that one. That was before his time, for real. I had the blue Madden one. Stop playing with me. Out of here. Okay, I like that. Music, sketchbook. Gotta have a PSP. Favorite number of Jordans. I like fours and fives. Even though I'm a Vans head, y'all know, but I do have my favorite J's. What's your favorite number, J's?
Y'all gonna laugh, but I didn't recently fall in love with Jordans until I was like 20 something.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because like that's I said, fine. You that's know, I love like old school sneakers, like Reebok, Adidas. You know, I like that dope K-Swiss. That dope boy vibe.
Yeah.
Hey, look, come on. You ain't had them all white K-Swiss.
Hey, for real. You ain't know what it was.
Them Reebok.
Yeah, come on, them Reebok. You already know, for real. But favorite number J's?
My favorite number J's is going to be them fours or them ones.
The ones is the ones.
Because the look. The one,
they're the ones, and he was number one. He was number one.
Listen. When I got my first pair of all white ones, I was like,
ooh. Yeah. My first pair of ones was the classic retros black with the gold swoosh. My brother gave me. He handed me them down. Yeah, I remember that. Okay, yeah. Fours, ones, foes, fives. I love it. Yeah. All right, a couple more. If you could go pro in any sport, what sport would you go pro in?
NBA.
Off tops.
Period.
Off the rips.
You want to know why?
You was a hooper? You a hooper?
I used to play ball.
Okay. You still got the jumper on you?
Oh, no. I got bad knees.
That's how I be.
Bad knees and a shoulder, man.
That's how I be. Okay. We'll take it. With you being a creative, especially in this clothing space, if you could design any article of clothing for any person, what would it be and who would the person be? Like if you could make some shoes for Pharrell, a jacket for Wiz Khalifa.
You know what? You ain't
a Gucci headband for Soulja Boy. Who would it be?
You ain't got to go into depth. Listen, let me tell you something. Go ahead. I would love to dress Teyana Taylor.
Oh!
Tiana Taylor.
That's why I'd be the hardest ass I heard in a while.
People are like,
oh. And I fucks with Iman as a person. I've been watching a lot of his stuff. Him and J.R. Smith. Like, first of all,
Iman was a damn good six man with J.R. Smith. Facts. They were.
You already know I'm a Knicks
New
fan. They was going crazy.
They were packing it in. You feel me?
Doing work.
And then he from the Midwest, so it was like, you know what I'm saying? I already had that connection. But Tiana. Oof. I would love to put some clothing on Tiana. Yeah, I would love to put my clothing specifically on Tiana. I'm not gonna lie, I be in her DMs every day.
It's okay.
Maybe one every day. Every day. Come on, T.
Maybe you one day.
Put baby Junie in something. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, for every day I be in there, and I be sending her stuff that I ain't never even show nobody. Right. I'm desperate. Okay.
Come on. She gonna tap in. I know she gonna see this. So you feel me? Go ahead, Tiana. Tap in. Come if you gotta go through me. Come on. Let's get the product to you. It's not that hard. Yo,
right for real. Cause look, that's my dream model. Mm-hmm. That she's super jiggy, man. Super jiggy.
She's nice. She's everything.
Her compared to Fabulous, I'm picking her all day.
Ooh. You talking shit now.
Okay. Hey.
Okay. Last one for the rapid wave. That's real, though. That's real. Tiana, flavor of every month. Last one. Name a game. It could be like a board game, video game, physical game, random type of game that you never lose in. It could be Uno. It could be thumb wrestling. It could be hoop. It could be Call of Duty. Just what's a game that you just never lose in?
Ooh, because, look, sometimes you take L's in 2K.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta.
Everybody does.
So that ain't even on the list.
Yeah.
I be whooping ass at Uno. I'm not gonna lie. Uno like dominoes to me some days.
Yeah. I don't want to play. I'm very prideful when it comes to Uno too. I've seen relationships get tested in Uno.
Listen, me and my homies in Vegas, It was almost ugly for all of us.
Yeah.
It was bad. Real talk. It was Uno was crazy. Yeah. It was real bad. I was like, oh, that's how you gonna do me, B? He was like, it's just a game. No, it ain't.
Nah, it ain't. Nah, don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. Okay. I love it. No. That thank you for that. Great rapid wave segment. I like that one. That was really good. Got some great answers out of that. Before we keep going, quick shout out to my sponsors, of course. Vintage Variations, Shop V2, always. Shout out my boy Anthony. Got a lot of good stuff rolling out for the summertime, so be sure to check that out. Follow him on Instagram. Check out the website. Got a lot of new drops heading soon. Become Cosmetics. Shout out Big Cuz. You know, she got some stuff on the way. We being on the hush-hush, but like I said, stay tuned for that. Always. And Real Real Productions, man, we hear you. As y'all see the whole setup, if you need something, you feel me, cut and sewed anytime, anyway, some point and shoot work, video editing, all that good stuff, holla at your boy. Definitely gonna take care of you on that end. And got some Kaya clips on the way too, so for sure, any Roach clips, stuff like that, you know, don't want to burn your nails, ladies. And they also help to get your cars out the ATMs and all that good stuff, and multi-use tools. Shout out to Kaya clips. We're gonna have those rolling out very, very soon. But let's keep it rolling. Got to talk some sports. Wait. No, let me take it back. Media. You said we're millennials. We consume a lot of media. We're always got a screen in our face some way, somehow. What you been watching lately? TV-wise, movie-wise? If you've been too busy, you've been too busy. I completely understand. Like you said, you like me. We got a brand and two jobs. It's sick out here. But what is the media that you've been watching lately? Maybe it has been just Instagram, Twitter, anything like that.
Listen, I've been watching P-Valley.
Where? Oh, I ain't tapped in.
Listen.
People, a lot of my coworkers been breathing down my neck like, "Dill, you'll like it. I'm like,
listen, if
I seen like 20 minutes of episode, I'm like, it's whatever. But
listen,
I heard it's been intense lately.
It really has. So I love the strip club scene.
Oh, there's a, yeah, I didn't even heard about it. But
that's the place where, you know, creative juices flow for anybody and everybody. I don't care what you say. Mm-hmm. When Migos and them was starting off, where their music was getting played at? Yeah. The booty club.
Yeah, facts. I've heard how, especially down south, how the strip club played an impact on the Atlantic music scene. Yeah, that's major.
And when you think about it, that's just how it should be. Because in the south, that's just how it is.
Right.
But that's just how it should be everywhere.
Yeah, we don't got a huge strip club culture. Well, we got more of a pimp culture in the Bay Area.
So it's a little different. Mm-hmm. But if you go anywhere past Texas and over, okay, if your music not hot enough to get played in a strip club,
then it's not it.
You're not about to make it.
That's real. That's a good gauge though. Gauge where you at in the city for real.
Yeah, but P-Valley, that's my.
That P-Valley. Okay, I see a lot. I'm about to say, everybody been talking about it, so it's very polarizing. It's a crazy show.
It's realistic. It's what goes on in the strip clubs. It's what goes on, you know, with down low men.
Yeah.
You know, what is it? Swingers. That stuff is real.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't experience it or even know it was, when they see it for the first time on TV, they're like, oh my God, we shouldn't be watching this. And it's like, dog, you can go down to listen.
Imagine how many of your neighbors is doing the same shit. Like,
listen, listen. I swear to God, I was in San Antonio. My friend almost got picked up by a swinger couple.
Just on some random shit.
Just they just was like, I seen you, I want you, and I just was like, oh hell no,
let's go. We got to go.
I was like, yeah, let me tell you, I was lit. I had to pull my pants up, grab a beer bottle. It was about to be on. I was like, y'all not about to take her. She was a little little.
Right.
But they was about to take her, and I was just like,
that's so sick.
It's
real though,
but
it's serious. Real.
But people really believe in that. So to me, that show is just showcasing everything that goes on in your hood. And a lot of people are in denial of it, and it's like
stuff that happened behind closed doors.
You shouldn't be.
Right. I mean, might as well put it on Front Street, man. Oh, live in your truth, man. That's what we do here at Westway, man. Live in your truth, whatever your truth may be.
For real.
Okay, from TV to music. You're a big music head. You said you like it all. What's been on your playlist lately? What have you been listening to? Has it been any anything new? Any old school? Is R&B back? Yeah, you can pull out the phone.
Hold on,
you can even say what you slap on your way here on your way to work. What's been in your bag recently?
Let me tell you something. G Perico from LA. Shout
out G Perico.
That is like, if I'm ready to get hype, hey, I'm single for the summer.
Come on, talk your shit. I just started slapping some G Perico a lot. Yeah.
Listen, when that song come on, my wife is from LA, so she know what time it is.
Yeah.
And I just got that new vet, that blue vet, that 2022 vet. Hey, listen.
She's like, I'm ready to turn it up.
Listen. No, for G Perico gets played daily because he's like, I don't know. You can hear that in his music.
He got a good cadence. He got a good rap voice. He's good.
And off camera, he's just as genuine, you know, based off of Instagram. Yeah. So I'm just like, oh yeah, man. I love that.
Chest tattoo is crazy though. He got like, was it BG?
Yeah, BG. So, yeah.
Like, and big black bold letters. Yeah. It's crazy.
And it's just like, I don't know. Like I love the LA music scene.
Yeah, I'm probably LA bounce.
I'm probably the only Midwestern that's like, yo, any LA music, I'm with all that.
Facts.
That Bay Area music, I'm with all that.
Facts. I know the Bay got some love with the Midwest. I mean, because I always think Mac Dre, Kansas. I think of that tie. You know,
Too Short,
out there.
E-40. Yeah, E-40. Yo, we listen a lot of E-40, Be Legit.
So I know, we got some Midwest ties out there for sure. So Detroit, I know a lot. The Bay is locked in with Detroit a lot too now recently.
Yeah,
so
yeah, because when you think about it, the music is the same.
Yeah, yeah. Illinois is really that state. Really, the state of Illinois is up there. Michigan, yeah, they've been tapped in. I don't know. I love it. I just love seeing the love being shown. Even seeing like exactly the Atlanta music scene grow and really rise to the top of the rap game industry, all that stuff. So it's been really, really solid.
Yeah. So, but that's just really G Perico. A lot of old school. I love Ari Lennox.
Oh, that's my baby.
I'm a groupie.
That's my baby.
Me and my wife, we groupies.
You just I'm a Ari groupie.
Yo,
sure. Yeah,
yo, did you go to the what is it? The festival they had out here?
No, I missed it. I know exactly what you're talking about. I
went,
was working crazy. Yeah.
And I was down there in the, baby.
Screaming.
I passed out
was
twice.
For real? You just fell out.
Got back up.
Aria, that's my baby. I'm a fanboy for her. That's my one right there.
Listen.
I need some more music, babe, but come on.
Hey, she did that DJ Drama mixtape.
Okay.
That Blackberry Sap.
Yep. We here for it all.
You gotta, I swear, if you don't listen to that song, you gotta listen to that song.
I got you for sure. Okay, I love it. I love it. That's some good suggestions. See, and you put me on some new music. I love it. We here. Now we could get into a little sports talk. You say you're a sports fan. Hoop. You say you're a hooper at heart as well. You got a squad? Who's your team?
I'm a diehard Lakers fan.
Word? Being from the Midwest.
Bean is my guy.
Okay, that's enough said. That's all you gotta say. Enough said.
People are like, oh no, not Jordan or Reggie Miller. I liked Reggie Miller and Larry Bird as shooters, but because I was such a diehard Laker fan, it was like,
that was it. That was it. That's exactly that was. We locked in. Locked in. Okay. Speaking of your squad, off season playing out. Y'all got Russ. Probably gonna keep him. Bron getting older.
We don't need to.
What do you think they should do, and what do you expect from them next season?
To be honest,
y'all want Kyrie over there?
I thought we were gonna. I think that's what they're trying to do, but nobody wants Russ right now because he's just. I don't know. He's going through that weird phase of his career where it's like he's too inconsistent.
Yeah, that's true.
And because they just saw what he did in L.A., they're like, hell nah, he not about to come over here and fuck this up for us.
Facts.
Like, you feel me? The Nets already dealing with KD trying to leave and Harden, that weird little thing. And just imagine if you put Russ back over there with them too. Man, that ain't going to work.
Silly.
So, yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was hoping for Lillard.
That, you know, Dame ain't going nowhere. He loyal. He too loyal to the soil,
man. I know. He's super loyal to...
Y'all just need AD to be a top five player that he can be. Like, I forgot. I just seen somebody who was saying that, too. KG, Kevin Garnett was saying, AD, get your shit together. Time to put on them big boy pants, go backpack boys mode, and carry your franchise that they really, literally trying to hand to you.
See, but that's the thing. Whose is it? Is it LeBron's or is it his?
It should be AD. This is the time.
It
we know
should be
LeBron.
AD, but... Yes. LeBron as what I don't know what season he in. He like 38, 39,
like 20, yeah, 21, 20 seasons, like,
yeah,
on,
so it's time to play that backfield and let the young bucks that still got good knees.
Facts.
Do what they need
and
to
AD,
man, because listen,
because
look, because look, AD do got he got weak knees like the most of us.
Yeah
okay,
soft.
listen the minute we fall, that's it.
Yeah,
we ain't getting back up.
Soft.
We out for like a game or two, maybe a week.
Right. But we'll see, because the West is still stacked this thick. Exactly. Phoenix not going nowhere. Golden State just took the title. The Grizzlies looking good. Hey, Dallas looking good.
Zion
coming back for the Pelicans. You know, can never really count. Well, the Spurs going to be around.
The
Clippers going to be come back healthy. Y'all got rival talent just in y'all city, so.
Listen.
It's going to be a lot.
Listen, there's only one color that LA bleed. And
you already know that.
You
already, yeah, I'm already knowing.
It's it ironically. It ain't. They try.
Right. No, they didn't. They try.
Nothing,
but we already know who the big brother is in the LA area.
You
always.
Ain't even got your own arena. You got to use ours.
Facts. No. With the crypto. No, so weird.
No,
that's weird.
No disrespect.
I still call
Clippers.
It. I still call it the Staples always, though. That's
hey, the it's the Staples to the day I die. You hear
facts,
me?
Facts, man. That's a house that Kobe built always.
You feel me?
That's always that's what it's going to be.
Period.
Moving along, you said you're not a big football person, so.
It's a love-hate relationship because of Peyton Manning.
Wow. That makes sense.
I'm from Indianapolis.
That makes a lot
he
of
sense.
He played
for the Listen, I never forget the game. I swear to God, I could tell you today. It was like February either 5th or 6th, and it was the Super Bowl. They played against the Saints, his older brother.
Yep.
And me and my grandfather, I kid you not, was sitting on the couch, and we like everybody watched him throw it to the other team, and we just was like, you big head motherfucker.
I remember watching that. It was like 2009, 2000.
No, it was 06.
That was 06.
It was 06. I was 12 and I was at my grandparents' house because we used to live up the street from them. No, I swear to God, it was 06.
It couldn't have been 06.
It was, I was 12.
I was living out here when that Super Bowl happened.
That was the second time.
I'm thinking something else.
That was a different time. That was when the Saints, this was his first time playing against his brother and it was
crazy.
He literally threw the ball to the other player.
That's wonderful.
Me and my grandpa was like, this motherfucker.
That's wonderful. I love me some Peyton Manning. I get why you had that love-hate relationship.
He's a good dude. I think the Manning family is amazing when it comes to football.
Football royalty, man. Football royalty,
for real.
For sure.
Like, Eli, sometimes he show up.
Right. I mean, he show up when he need to, for the most part.
He do. Exactly. But, you know, like I said, man, that's a royalty family right there.
I got you, man. But, yeah, okay. Shout out to the Colts, man. Hopefully they make some noise this season. You feel me? I'm personally an L.A. Charger fan. Really, right. Very random. I'm a Bay Area Nick and Charger fan. Everybody get on me. But it started LT. I was a LaDainian Tomlinson fan growing up. So that's the reason
I'm
a fan.
You know what? I understand that.
So that's always been my squad since then. And, you know, we're gonna make some noise this season. But forget all that sports talk because we got to get it into, like I said, the full story arc. I love it. I love saying story arc because it reminds me of anime. So it's like you get all the fillers and shit, and I love it. I need to hear the origin story. Of Big Blue Apparel. We've been talking a lot about, you know, getting the product, figuring things out, the journey along the way. But let's bring it back to the start. Where was the first idea? Like, hey, I think I want to do a clothing brand. Where did that kind of start?
It was hilarious, actually. Mm-hmm. Where the hell was I was sitting in my apartment, me and my wife and my kid, and it was like a couple of days before Christmas of 2020. And I was like, I think I got something. And I was like, I didn't like it. Mm-hmm. Like, I ordered it myself, and I just was like, this piece of shit. Like, this is what people are selling.
Right.
And I just was like, man, I'm about to make my own shit. I'm sick of this. Like, I always crack jokes that I'm going to make my own shit. Mm-hmm. I've been cracking that joke for about a couple years now. Just like music. Like, even music. I'm like, hell, I could be a rapper at this point. If anybody can be a rapper, I could be a rapper.
Real talk.
Like, I can't be that bad.
Right.
So, that's what it was like with the clothes. I was like, man, I'm going to make my clothes. And then one day, the next day, I woke up, and I was like, nah, for real, I'm going to really make my own clothes. Like, fuck this.
Yeah.
And I told my wife, she's just like, yeah, babe, you know, no. Because, you know.
She thought you were just blowing smoke.
Yeah, which is, because, you know, usually that's what I do. Like, I'm a, what is that? We back to that word. Where
like you said, you jumped the gun.
I jumped the gun a lot of times. Yeah. And I can't help it. Because that's just how I am.
Yeah.
Hell, like, I even DJ. I was like, I'm going to teach myself a DJ.
You don't talk about it, you just do it. Exactly.
Exactly. I taught myself how to DJ. 4 months later, I was scratching. I was mixing shit. I was like, ooh. I was like, I'm about to be the baddest DJ in the Bay Area. And I was like, damn, it's hard as hell to get booked out here.
Oh, hell yeah. That DJ seemed crazy. Yeah.
Listen, if you don't know nobody, baby, you ain't got it.
Facts. Connections matter.
So, yeah, that was around Christmas. The day after Christmas, I was sitting there sketching up. I actually got it in here. I was sketching up in my sketchbook. I take my sketchbook everywhere with me.
And
my iPad. I am a real artsy, okay? I'm everywhere I go.
It sounds like right when you get a thought, you have to put it out.
I have to because I'm going to forget. Mm-hmm. I'm super forgetful now, which I developed in the last couple years, which sucks. But
yeah, it happens.
Yeah, so I was drawing and I was like, hell yeah. So for some reason, the letter B just kept sticking with me. And I just was like, yeah, I'm about to do this. Like, and then I just was like, I came up with BB Apparel. And I just kept drawing it, and I kept drawing it. I kept perfecting it. And I just was like, that's what it is.
Hey, it was just like a calling.
I just was like, this is it.
It's a calling.
And I hit up Jorge Peniche. And I was like, yo, I was like, I really want to bring this to life. Like, I'm thinking of doing this clothing brand. He's just super nice. So he was like super professional. So he was like, yeah, I got you. Give me about, 8 days or something like that. Barely 8 days. Dude was super quick.
Give me a week.
Dude, because he's been doing it for years. So he was like super quick. And he gave me like six different ideas that I drew. And then he gave me this random ass one. And I was like, ooh.
That's the one I got now.
I was like, ooh.
Oh, I kind of like that.
I was like luxury.
Ew.
Bougie.
Mm.
But a little bit of street.
Nice.
I like that.
Okay. That's well, nice and well-rounded. There it go right there.
So I was like, okay, I got it. And then I was like, okay, but what's my name going to be for real?
Right. What is the BBC?
I woke up probably like a couple days after I told my friends. I was like, yo, y'all, I'm about to do this clothing brand. And like, they know how I am. They'd be like, oh, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And then they saw me with a logo and shit. And they was like, oh, you was for real. Oh, I was like,
I was like,
yeah, I'm for real, for real. So I kid you not, me and my kid are just sitting in the front room one day. This is a little bit after New Year's. We just chilling. And I'm just looking up random stuff because I'm trying to look up words that appeal to me. I'm like a word person.
Yeah.
Even though I don't English very well.
Yeah.
But
for real.
I'm kind of like a word person. So I'm like, all right, let me. Okay, I got boom, boom, boom. I'm like, everything I do is like super dramatic, super big. So I was like, boom, big, period. Off point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Big is just there. And then I was like, what the hell happened? I was looking at some stuff overseas. And I noticed that when those brands overseas, they stick to their origin, you know, French and German language, they stick to it. And it's always included in their clothing line. Me, I always wanted to go to France. I always wanted to go to Paris. Just goddamn Europe and period.
Facts.
Okay, Amsterdam is my number one place to hit right now.
I'm trying to go to Netherlands, go to Amsterdam. You already know.
I came from Germany over there last year.
Nice.
So, it's worth it.
Hell yeah, I'm trying to go. I'm trying to get it in.
It's worth it. So I was like, you know what? I love the color blue. And then I was like, let me see if that's French. And I can't. And blue, that's what it's pronounced. It's the brand is actually Big Blue.
Big Blue.
Big Blue Apparel.
Big Blue Apparel.
Vêtements Big Blue.
You heard it.
French.
Pronounce it right. The fuck.
But I don't ever correct people because whatever, you feel me? It's whatever appeals to you. This brand is for you. It is gonna appeal to you however you want it to. That's what it's here for. So I was like, ooh, that's sexy.
Yeah.
That's nice. And my kid was like, yeah, that's the one.
Hell yeah, and that's a confirmation.
And I was like, say less. And then boom, that was the name.
There it is. With that being said, because like I said, that I like that process and kind of the train of thought you just let us down. I need a hurdle you had to overcome. Like maybe either like you said, every day as a brand, it's every day. But speak to it. Maybe just taking it off the ground, sourcing material, marketing. There's a lot of different avenues you got to explore. So
it's actually,
just give me one big hurdle that you was just like, damn.
Marketing. I thought it was sales at first, but turns out I just was being a punk. So I just was being a punk.
Yeah.
So to be honest, it's really marketing. I was like, okay, I got this fire ass brand. My homies fuck with it. My family fuck with it. I fuck with it. Everybody I know around me fuck with it. So what's the deal? Like, why not? Why people not seeing me? And I was like, this fucking algorithm. I learned what an algorithm was. Instagram,
that algorithm, that's just real. TikTok.
I'm not gonna say it because I don't want your stuff to get blocked, to get shadow banned. But
no, you good.
All I'm going to say is haters.
Yeah, facts.
For a couple of apps out there, a couple of apps are haters.
Yeah,
it's real. And they want you to pay. And for I just was like, I don't want to pay. But then I was like, let me go ahead and, you know, do an ad or whatever to see what I can get. So for about 2 weeks, I was testing out ads just to see like where you know, my niche was for real. And I finally found it. And when I finally found it, I was like, oh, say less. Like, we taking off.
Yeah.
I had... The first post that was like super crazy for me on my brand is the first post. The second post I made is of my baby onesies. I got 74,000 impressions.
Ooh.
I think 400 likes, like 60 shares.
Yeah.
And that was touching from here to like Japan.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's cool. But then I was like, oh, I fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, this isn't right.
Right.
This is wrong. I went too far.
Yeah. Nah, for real. No, yeah, I'm about to say, keep going.
Marketing, I swear to God, and that's just for anybody. That doesn't matter what you got going on. Podcasts, clothes, shoes, hair, weave, weed. It don't matter.
All of it, yeah. Marketing is the essential to just a key brand for sure. Let me get a good moment, a feel-good moment that you could talk to where something fell into place instead of you know, something falling apart, something came together. What's one of those good moments that you had?
Did the camera stop?
We got the main one. Ooh, I was about to say, okay. Yeah, you good. I was about to say, those are just the solo shots, but you good. Cool. That's why I kept going. I was like, you good.
I'd be worried. Okay.
Nah, you good. So, just talk to that one. You're going to be good.
So, my first feel-good moment, I kid you not, my first one, because I actually have two. The first one was when I got my mentorship with Carl Kanai.
Okay.
That was my first feel-good. Like, I didn't even know he was doing stuff like that. Like, Carl Kanai and April Walker are, like, my streetwear gods.
Hey, come on, talk about it.
Yo, for real, like, I look to them for everything.
Yeah, because I'm not really, like I said, been well-versed in, you feel me, kind of
the clothing
game or designer, you feel me, who are the people to, or are the people of people, you feel me? So.
Yo, the streetwear god, like, is him and the Sacagawea of streetwear. I swear to God, that's their nicknames.
Come on.
Sacagawea is April Walker.
Gotcha.
Both in New York. They dress Biggie, Tupac, Aaliyah, Jay-Z. They dress the greats.
Right, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to follow in their footsteps.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To become that household name. That is my first good moment. My second good moment, it was hilarious. I made my first $300.
That's major.
I made my first $300. I was like, oh shit. I was like, this it.
Yeah, I got some money.
Like I was like, I found it.
Got this money. We on. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was. I was like, I found the gem. Like, I found the hidden secret.
Yeah.
And it was just being myself.
Yeah. See, that's all it is. Just be yourself. Sometimes that's all you gotta do. Yeah. And to really kind of just wrap up the whole entirety of the podcast to kind of put the end on a storybook. The brand is still here, still going, still thriving. What's next? You got a lot. I know you got always got a lot cooking. You, like you said, you get ideas out of nowhere that just be hitting you blindside. But what can we expect next, just from the brand and the business that you are?
Right now, I'm working on my logo 2.0 pack.
Ooh, okay.
Which is the one you see now, the one that I post, the socks that I got on, socks, shorts. My hat's already here. The shirts are on the way. To be honest, my big one is to get my clothes in a Foot Locker. I'm working on that plan. I'm working on that plan right now. Supposedly, it's like a 2-3 year plan.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to shorten that. You feel me?
Come on, run it
up. I'm trying to appeal.
Come on. That's what I'm saying. You see me? We trying to get these, trying to get band sponsorships out here. Like I said, make sure you tag all of them. We out here working.
Yeah. So to be honest, you know what you got to do? I kid you not, bro. You got to get on LinkedIn.
Yeah. I'm going to have to.
Talk to the marketing people.
Yeah,
and that's what I did with this Carl Kanai one. My first time ever doing this, I reached out to the people that work for Galeo, which is the people that own E&J and stuff like that. I'm about to start. I want to start working with them to see how I can appeal myself better to those type of companies, so I can get in where I fit in.
Yeah,
that's what you got to do, bro.
Good luck, real shit. Come on, that's real.
For real.
Man, I expect a lot more from shit. What's the Wave and Big Blue? You never know. I might be reaching out. Shit, I'm trying to like do some collabs and stuff. So I might reach out, do a little collab on some merch and stuff.
I can't wait.
Exactly. Like I said, just for the people. Always for the people, man. That's all we want to do. Connect, show some positivity, show some love, and it always grows better when it's organic. You already know. I'm gonna say it again. Other than that, where can the people find you? Where can they shop for the clothes and all that? Yeah, go ahead, plug yourself.
Listen, you hear me?
Yeah, we hot mics, hot mics.
You can find me on Instagram at Big Blue Apparel, and you can find me on TikTok at Big Blue Apparel. My website is www.bigblueapparel.com. You hear me?
BLEU.
Okay, we about to make that drop in the next couple weeks. That photo shoot is coming. Nice. It's about to be crazy.
Nice. That's major. Come on, man. Crazy. You already know. Please tap in. Thank you once again for pulling up and taking some time out your busy schedule. You know it's all love. We here. One more time, like, share, subscribe, tell your auntie, because I know she loved me. So it's been another great, great episode. Thank y'all again for watching. And man, we'll see y'all next week. So, Najee.
Hell yeah.
Najee. 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 See? The J. Najee. J.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's the one. That's the one. That's the one. Wait. What's your name again?
Dylan.
Dylan?
Yes. They know me as Son of the Waves, but Dylan, Son of the Waves, Dill.
You got a middle name?
That is my middle name.
No way.
Yeah.
What's your first name?
My first name is Carl.
Carl.
Carl, yeah, that's my dad name. Yeah, my dad name was Carl.
Oh, you so. A junior.
Technically, yeah.